So that's number one. Five. Press five, yeah?
You are now about to start recording the share. When you are finished, please hang up.
That's enough, okay. How important is your self-image? How important is your self-image? I know a younger man. He went to a big person for his problems. And while he was talking to him, the big person told him, "You're getting older. People who get older lose their patience." From that day on, the guy doesn't have patience. I told him never to go back to that person. Watch out what you're doing. You say a word like that, I don't know if you shouldn't go back to that person. You made a mistake. It's not up your flick. But how the danger of a negative word. Now, I once did this with Adam Gottel, one of the most successful people alive today. I won't say his name, but Rabbi. Tzaddik, a Gottel B'Yisrael Mamish. And I told him that he, Rafua Shleima, because he definitely looked the part. He was going around with on a wheelchair. He looked, and he had some medical apparatus attached to him. And I said, Rafua Shleima, he blew a gut. He said, "Who says I'm sick?" And he needed to do that. That's survival. How important it is. The self-image. You may have to spend a lifetime, or at least give yourself a full month, telling yourself, "I have the patience. I have gewaltige patience. I'm sablonis. I'm perfect." You may have to do a lot of that work. Or whatever it might be. People go around with... Somebody was told, it's a true story. The guy's not the greatest smiler in the world. But when he was told by somebody, "You know, you don't smile," it killed him away on the spot. With these careless words are dangerous, especially to sensitive people who are looking to destroy themselves like so many of us. Now they got an excuse. "See, I'm no good again." And they'll live up to whatever you said. They will live up to whatever you said. You have to be so careful to say positive, positive. I know somebody whose life turned around thanks to his wife. His wife once told him he had a very hard time with relationships. Until his wife once noticed he was doing well at a certain tkufa. "You know, I think you like people." His life turned around on the spot thanks to his wife. That's an Isha. Shader, that's an Azer. One time, and she was an honest person. She wasn't just talking. She said, "You know, I think you like people." His whole life turned around because of that statement. How important are words? Watch out what you say to yourself. And it's a job. It's a lifetime battle. Because the Yetzer Hara is getting on your case. This type, that type. Now there's two medicines. One medicine is to say the other way. I once had to do with a Shalom Bayis. She hated him. He's cold. And she used to keep telling him that, "You're cold." And I used to meet the guy. He used to smile a lot. And, "What do you mean cold?" I don't stop. Now, I actually saved him when I said, "You're just the opposite. You're warm." And of course, there was something cold about him. But do you give a guy a brand when a woman says about her husband, "You're a cold type of person"? You wipe them away. It's Ritzicha Mamish. You can't do that. Because he's going to live up to exactly what you said, if he believes you. Unless he thinks you're stupid. That might be the way to go. I mean, I would have to tell this to a younger man if his wife talks like that to him. Well, she's not the smartest. I know the truth. You may have to do that. The people around you have these careless remarks. You have to disregard them, not take them serious. They can ruin you if you take them serious. This guy, I saved him by insisting he was warm. I was very strong about it. And it changed his life because he believed me. And he started, so he needs to fine-tune himself. A younger man once came over to me. And he told me, somebody told me, this person, unfortunately, got in touch with these old, old Bali Musa, which I don't recommend so quickly. I have to do with people who are from some of those Musa schools. They can be chassidim and do the same kind of business where they get carried away on being critical. Well, he was told by an old Bali Musa that he's got to work on what he says. Why? He says a lot of stupid things. That's what he told him. You're always saying things you don't think before you talk. That's what he told him. You know what I told this guy? It's totally untrue. You always say just the right thing. A drop you could approve. And I have charut on that drop. I shouldn't have said that either. And the guy functions like a fiddle. He's very matzliach. Because I change his, if he would have listened to that Bali Musa who told him that he's always saying the wrong thing, he doesn't think before he talks, he'd be out of business. The guy can't function anymore. You don't tell that to anybody, even if it's true. Beat around the bush, do something. I would watch out for all criticism. Run from criticism. Unless you're an avardiga, which is a very good way to go, if you're up to it, where you simply don't care. And you say, I don't care what people think of me. So I'm not a happy guy. So what? I'm not warm, so I'm not warm. That's another way to go. It's very powerful. So what? Don't be serious about how good you are, how bad you are. Don't get involved. That's why I recommend the best form of therapy is to get out there. There are people, I know a Skver Chassid who spent Pesach with 40 non-from Jews. He turned around their lives and he went to Yehupitz, somebody in Philadelphia, not in Square Town. He went to Dukiriv, a Skver Chassid. And he turned 40 people. That's a smart way to go. You don't have time to worry about if you're good, you're bad. Did I say this? You're getting too involved, too much going on. That's always the best way to go for your own psyche. Now I saw Riziga Taisvis and Avodah Zarah, the beginning of Masech Avodah Zarah. Taisvis says, Godel, Amitzov V'yaisav V'yaini Amitzov V'yaisav. Mitzvah v'yaisa means, he says Taisvis, he's worried. He has daiga lokuf es yitzray. He's busy with yitzahara. Now, ain't a mitzvah v'yaisa doesn't have the whole problem with the yitzahara. That's why the one who is worried all the time how to deal with the yitzahara is gadol mimenu. Now, I would like to say that is, welcome, honored guest from Barapak, the cream of Barapak is here. Pleasure to see you. Now, I would like to say on that, as Meridik Chazal, the warrior who has issues with Talmud Torah, he doesn't learn good. Issues with Shmiras HaLoshon. Issues with Kas, issues with Kedusha, issues. He's worried. Worry makes you great. All those warriors, Umuchazach. It's an Opin of Taisvis. It's a Chazal. And Taisvis says the same thing. I saw it in Kedusha and in Avodah Zarah. I believe it's about in one or two other places in Shas. All over the place. Taisvis says the same Pirish. the guy, the Godla Matsuva V'yoyse, is greater because he has Daigus. The warrior is more precious than Shemayim. Now, you don't believe like that. Why did you believe like that? Because we don't have the Das Torah. We have Das Balabayas, Kenega Das Torah. We like success. You know what Das Balabayas is? Listen to this one. You're not going to like it. Look at that. He's always learning. Look at this other guy. Now, the other guy is learning Sparim on Talmud Torah. And he has kenosis. And he doesn't sleep at night because he's learning. He's having a hard time. According to Tysus, he's the gadol. And the guy that you're looking up to, who's such a smooth sailing person, such a beautiful masmid, he's a cotton. Wait a minute. Easy. Don't say that. And don't say that. The person who's suffering may actually have to look at that person like he's a cotton. And it's true. Compared to him, he's a cotton. But of course, if you are successful in your learning, just thank Hashem. And don't look for trouble. But this is so myriad. The person who's worried, and having the warrior up in a thesis, Daiga. The warrior is the lucky person. He is Godel. He's having trouble with his Yetzahara. He is the Godel. And the other person is a cotton compared to him. The one that everybody's saying, ooh. Now look, I don't mention anybody these problems. But I have seen Rosh Hashivas and Rabbanim who struggle. Oh, did they struggle. I remember one in Eretz Yisrael, Tzadik Yisrael Deilam, there's a shmu on this person. I don't know if I want to say his name. I knew him personally. They say, he met Eliyahu Navi. He once went to the Kaisel Maharavi. And he was davening those days. This is before the Arabs took the Kaisel away. Before the Six-Day War, way before. Those days, it was all one city, the old city, the new city. And when you went to the Kaisel, you went with a group because it was dangerous. And he went, but then he was davening Ma'ariv, and he got carried away with his Ma'ariv. And he forgot where he was. He's standing by the Kaisel. Well, he remembered he's by the Kaisel. But he forgot, you got to go back home now. And everybody left. You're alone by the Kaisel Ma'arabi, davening Shimon Esra. He turns around to go home, and suddenly he sees a man that he never saw before and he never saw after. I heard this story when this man was still alive. Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. I believe he was close with Reb Chaim Pesach Scheinberg. He was known in that Oilam over there. Yishalayim Yidah Zizkite. They used to ask him to speak. I don't want to say it. I'll say it privately. He's a Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. And he was a big Oved Hashem. They used to tell him the Yishalayim Yidah had a Prushim minion in Givat Shaul. When they asked people to speak, but Rabbim, he was the one of the two people they used to ask to speak. He was our Talmud Chacham at Tzadik. Alter Yerushalayim, I once went to his house. His house, he had the mezuzahs looked like this. That's how big the mezuzahs were. When I walked into the house, the chair came off. You know, it was wooden, junky, it was neat, but it was very pashtistic. He lived like nothing with nothing with Aziz Ahilig Yid. Now the Shmuel was, by the way, this man walked him all the way back to safety because he had to go through those dangerous alleyways where the Arabs are hiding out. And he walked him and he spoke on learning with them. And it wasn't Perik Ezu Neshech. Okay. imagine. Because I was very friendly with him, and I heard this story from a very close friend of his. Now this Yid was a Rosh Yeshiva who used to mutchazach with his bachur. I saw it with my own eyes. He had bachurim that were not into it. He used to beg them to learn. They barely showed up. And they had a mutchazach. I heard that whatever, there were other people running the place, they all left him. And he was stuck with it. He had a yeshiva that wasn't lamaisa. You take a look at a person like this. Shemayim, Gadol! He's Gadol because of all the daigas he has. And in our world, Nebuch. Nishtagalungene, no? We got his number. He's not such a... They don't respect him. He's too this, too that. Blah, 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 blah. He got it all figured out. Why he's not Matzliach. That's the way people are. They're cruel. Do you know how many Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshivas look like this? All over the world. It's an official Nisayan. People have it everywhere. Where they are second-rate matzav. How many moises wishing they can get better boys. Today, I don't see it that much. I remember my way back, oh boy, get me the good boys. Whatever. Because we don't live with the Torah way of thinking. The Torah way of thinking is from Tzaira Agra. We don't believe in that. Oh no. We're here for Olam Hazeh. We're here for Kavod. That everybody should say, he's Matzliach. He's Nebuch. It's not Das Torah. That's why the Bali Musa. All in Bali Musa did not suffer from these things. Because they learned Musa. They chazed over the from Tzaira Agra. Again and again. Again and again and again. Every day. That's for them. From Tzaira Agra. You gotta chazed that. It doesn't just go in and goodbye. You gotta chazed that a lot. And then, of course, I would like to tell all these people who are Nebuchs, you don't know what the ones your Makana are going through. Where as soon as they walk in to give a share, half the Yalem walks out. You know how many people have that in their lives? You know how many people, I witnessed this myself. I went to this one of these big things that they get togethers, you know. And I saw the way everybody, there were two speakers. One was a bigger person than the other one. I don't want to go into details. The other one, when he finished speaking, they flocked. 50, 100 people. And this one, 2-3 people hung around him. How does he feel, huh? In Avad, they love to be the guy with the 2-3 people. Ah. Now I'm a fish in water. Ah. Zainus, he was a nice guy, but the mensch. A tzaddik yisrei deilim. I hold from both of them. But he doesn't draw that type of crowd. What is he doing? You know, El Yonam Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala means you live with the Yevishter. It's a different life, but you got to learn Musa. You're not going to learn Musa, it's going to hurt. You learn Musa, you couldn't care less. You'll live for all these things. I just got a message from a younger man that is suffering with a domestic problem. Somebody in his family is giving him tzar. Don't ask. You know what he told me? He took out a chavis avavis. And the chavis avavis says, when you're having trouble from your family or your friends, don't be angry at them. Here's one of the favorite shtiklach of the Vardigas. They sit on it. It's a beauty. You got to go over it. I should have it in front of me. Is that delicious? You have to, You have to say, and I tell you, Ella Hezvat Nezek Minat Nibra, Ella Minat Bayre. That's classic. He's not the only one. Other Rishonim say the same idea. That's his lashon. Be chashid yourself. Don't get angry at people. Never. Don't get angry at your family members. Hashem amalei kalal. Not get angry. You got to do tshuva. Don't get angry at them. It's between you and the Yevishta. And you just do tshuva. Just do tshuva. And not only don't take the kama, but do atove b'mokem akpada, says the Chavis Abavis. This younger man spent 40 minutes learning that. He said it was a stone off his heart. He felt like a new person. He felt so good what that does to you. When a person, that shtickle, it's one of the classical shtickles in Shara B'tochen. It's in Shara B'tochen, this one. And he, 40 minutes, went over it. He learned Gerichtig Alel Musa again and again. Learn Musa, then act. People make a mistake. They're busy acting. Okay, it's plenty good. But tell you another method that I heard in Navardi to get the stone off your heart. When you're having pain, write it down. Just spell it out and explain why this. Just spell it out. You're ragua. You're a new person. Rabbi Schwartz lived in that. They're called Rishimus. Take Rishimus. Here it is. Says the Chavis Avavish. Oyevov, Mekanov, Soinov. Yiftach ben Yonov al Hashem Yisbala Seivosom al Yishalim k'maseyim al Yaitiv lahem v'gmal chesed imoim v'chol mashiach alik b'imoim v'yizka b'libay ki toy haltoy v'nizka b'yad ha-boyr yizala v'm ha-yusibu l'nizka yodin oysam l'kav z'chus v'yodin atzvay l'choyva al maysav v'rei ha-poloysav b'nei Hashem Yashiv al Hashem Yischan al Fun of Zeh Hatov. Boz, Yashuvu Aivav Yis Aihavo. Tzoyz Hashem Daki Yishkam Aivav Yashemit. I got a great story. I said it over the other day. The Vardigas could be quite open books. Tzoyz Hashem, where is this? I'll tell you where it is. Tzoyz Hashem Daki Yishkam Aivav Yashemit. Perik Dalit. I believe it's smack in middle. Perigdal is a big peri. Sort of smack in middle. Is that at the end, not at the beginning? It's maybe closer to the end. A little closer to the end. Yeah. No, it is closer to the end. Yeah. Anyway, a little bit. So, there's a Chazal. Chazal say, you know, Rav David Blacha got married. He said, everybody wanted him. He was the biggest in Gantz Europe. He was number one. He was Avram Gerzensky of Rusa. No. Talmud Alvin Sobotka and the Talmud Navardi. He was no one like him. Reb Gershon told me he was the real Yerush of the Altman Navardi. Double block. There's a famous Pesach story. There was no food for Pesach. Nothing here. And he came home and he lifted off. The next day he won the lottery. He said, yeah. He won the lottery the next day. And he said like this. He said, the bigger the Enoi, the bigger the Yeshua. And he started dancing with that. The bigger the Enoi, the bigger the Yeshua. And he started dancing with his Talmidim. They didn't have, he just had a kid, he had to make a bris. And the Bachrim had, he had a whole household of Bachrim eating by him with no food. And they were just, and then he gets, they get a message of being evicted from the apartment. They're leaving. And they were, and then as he's talking, He says, watch, it's going to get worse, sure enough. And he says that there was a barrel of wine that he spent hours working on it, and he had some matzahs on the other end of the room. As he's talking, crack! The wine comes shooting out, destroys all the matzahs right there in front of him. And he starts laughing and dancing. And they're getting evicted. They have no house. There's no clothes, there's no food, there's no yomtiv, the bachrim are starving. And he's laughing his head off. The next day he won the lottery, which paid for everything, Daiva Haisa, including for the bris of everything. The next day he won the lottery. They say he used to win the lottery regularly. That's what they say. The ultimate party used to lose. And they said, they explained to me in Navardic that everybody has his, people are different. That's for you, that's for you. Anyway, Rav David Blach was once, I don't know what happened between him and his wife. Yeah, we got married. He got out a call. I marry the next shidduch. Close Esrik box. Navardic is, don't get complicated. Close, extra box. Next lady, they read me. It's done. We're married. So a Heverman decided, this is a good big fish I'm going to get myself. The regular Yiddel. He could have gotten the Gdeli Adar's daughters. Could have gotten anybody. The next shit, so the Shatkin read. He told the Shatkin, here's a pretty penny for you. Read my daughter. He read him, and he said, okay, I'm married, that's it. He got married to her. And they say it worked out very good. He didn't, yeah. He had to learn a lot of Musa as soon as he got engaged. He's learning. But one of these, it worked out, he didn't care. You don't know these people. Please don't do it. Hey, don't do that. I don't want ladies to do it. Man, nobody do this, please. Maybe someday we'll hold it. Not yet. Hold on. We're not holding there yet. Anyway, but there's a story with him of David Blachas. Who's you going to lay him? He didn't leave over any children. Hashem, he should be a Melitz Yoshe for all of us. David Blachas. What are you? He was not. Yeah, and his chasana. They broke the floor. And the Vardig is, Lebedig. And his chasana. You know, the Vardig is dance on tables. Beshita. They dance on tables. They're known for that. There are certain chassidim who are known. Often kish, what's the question? That's the way it works. You dance at nighttime till early morning in the street and wake up everybody. The Vardigas once got together and when Borough Park was a midbar and they were dancing Simchas Torah. I heard this from an eyewitness. In the streets, so they were just going there. They didn't pop the moon. With candles, you know, on Simchas Torah at night, dancing. We're okay. We don't have a problem with this. People are there looking. You have to understand, today it's all from Yid, Borough Park. Then there was nobody here. The body was the only, they were Yechidim. And then after the whole said, oh, game looking, that's wonderful. And Mach Vreilach. Rabbi Ram Yafin was dance with a Sefer Torah in the middle. They're going one block, another block to 49th Street. You know, no, that's about it. Anyway. So he at his chasana, the floor broke in. You know what that means? The guy who lived downstairs. Suddenly, crash! They all came crashing down at his chasana. Now you know what a Navardika chasana used to look like. They meant business. Navardika was on Labor Day. Rayla, knock! They were on fire. I heard from Rebbetzin Bender. Rebbetzin Bender was a gdola, you know, a woman, Adam Gobel, Admiral. You know Bender from Far Rockaway? He once spoke for Rabbi about Chinuch. Half the drasha was, my mother said, this month. It's not a joke. It's not Stam Kibbutz Ein. She was a Rebbetzin Bender. There was nothing like a real tzaddikus from. She told me, I asked her about Navarni. You do them? Ho, ho, ho. You know, she said, energish. You know what that means? Energetic. They were fire. The Navarnikas were on fire. They were limiting. Anyway, so they crashed through. And the story goes, nobody got hurt. And the guy who owned it was Michael them. And that's the end of the story. Anyway, but now, here's a great story. Here's a Rav Blacha. 2-3 years into his, I don't know how long he was married. I know he had to learn a lot of Musa as soon as he got engaged. He took her to close Zesri box. He may have to learn a little Musa to adjust to the, you know, the matzah. And he learned, so he was learning, here's a picture of him. He looks, he's full of, he smiles like ear to ear in Rav Blacha. Anyway, so Rav Gershon was close with him to get the Shitas Navarnik straight. Because he had the Shita Mamash. Even though for 2 years he was hanging between Slobotka and Navarni. He wasn't sure where to go. He ended up Navarni. His safe has a lot of godless Odom in there. It's interesting. Similar. So now, he goes into the base medrash. He goes into the base medrash. And he starts learning Musa by Yayayin. Bekel Rom. If you behave yourself, then your wife will get along with you. He said that because the whole world has to hear. What's going on? What's going on? I don't stop it. That's your death. That's fine. Oh, Bazirnis, I know some of the Vardigas don't mind. Their private notes. You can read it. Not everybody. Might have didn't like it. Rabbi's didn't like it. But Rabbi's brother told me once, what are you so worried about? They find out what you're thinking of. I once heard from, I think it was Reb Nosson, that there was some Bali Musa that when there was a kas issue in the house and the kid just did something, take out a safe home. Right in front of everybody, I got to work on class, as you can see. You see what Yankee just did? There's it right in front of everybody. I don't know if it's such a terrible thing to do that. I could do that, not too much. I play safe. Anyway, but now, I just found my latest mipus. Today, someone comes over to me in the street. My latest mipus, you can do the same thing. And don't worry, my chassidim are steiging the mipus. There are people in this room who have mipusim glib. I'm the spoil. One after another. They're all over. They're sitting right in. And I'm sure inside the camera, I'm sure there's a lot of good people. Here comes today. A couple runs over to me in the street. Mandel, your bracha worked. What bracha? I don't even remember what I said, who I said. They have a son was in excruciating pain. He had a kidney stone, which was super big, which is heavy duty. It's serious stuff. And he's going to have to be in the hospital. He's going out of his mind. He ran over. Rabbi Mandel, give a bracha. I says, yeah, it'll be all right. And they said, right after my bracha, I turn around, the doctor didn't believe what happened. It was over. Like, it disappeared. The kidney stone looked like a boulder inside a Shem Yerachim. Suddenly it's Lahadam. I said, Lahadam. Give on Lahadam. So I asked him, do you remember what I said? And I said, yeah. You said, tell your son to go eat pickles. That was my nusach. Tell your son to go eat pickles. I had another one. This one, I just got the phone call a couple of nights ago. This is a couple. I don't want to give away who they are. They're not from here. They met me about a month ago. And they poured out the heart. Boy, did they have pekla. And I'm nothing. You know me. So garnished. So they called me up to tell me. One of the things, one of the garnished was they had a child that the doctor had said, they called me up in the middle, we are going to put a vent, Rachman, a little babel that was born with complications, a vent for the rest of his life. This child is going to have a vent. They go, I don't want to talk about what that means. Shemi and Rachman, you shouldn't know such a thing. They can have a vent. Then they also noticed that there's something was wrong with the brain, was totally out of it. And I told them, Lahadam! 1 week later, mysteriously, the doctor says, you know, no vent. And that thing with the brain, it's nothing. I just heard that to my lady. Now, I want to tell you something else today. I don't know what's going on in Shemayim. I had two identical Shalom Bayis problems called identical to the teeth. That he does this and she does that. Exactly. I just had it today. And both of them are improving with brachas. I didn't speak to him. I don't speak to her. Although I would need to speak to her because she is the one that's, you know, something wrong over there. So I tell him. What? Yeah. But I spoke to, gave them both the same bracha. They both made a marked improvement. Just the bracha alone. The exact, but it's striking how the same type had the two 34-year-old girls had one got engaged right after my bracha. The same day, another 34-year-old girl just began Naya Matzav, it was a shrek. Then I had the same thing, a 27-year-old bracha. The same day, two 27-year-old bracha became engaged 2 weeks ago. You know the matzah. You know, one of them is our friend, is our gabbai sheni after Rabbi Yosef is our gabbai. I want to thank the Rabbeinu Zalman. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe. I want to thank Torah Anytime, Kabbalah Shkach Pratis, and Kala Lashin. And I want to thank, he doesn't like it. I want to thank all those people who, they don't want to be mentioned. You know, there's a Maisa, Rablaza Silva, when Rav Aaron Kut was Nifta. This is the way the story goes. I wasn't there. He was funny. Rablaza Silva was very, very funny. He was very good at it. He did a lot. And his pictures, he was always smiling with his top hat. He was hilarious. He was geschmack, very geschmack. And he used to say, so he, this is what they said. When Rav Aaron was Nifta, he got up and he said, I want everybody to know I was getting credit for all the hard work you put in Vadat Zola. It wasn't me, it was Rav Aaron. But why was I getting all the credit? And Nish Gevaltig was Allah Yizag. I'll be yet Zagachais. He didn't want I should tell anybody that he was doing everything. So I got the credit. I got all the COVID. Now I'm saying the truth. That's what he said. Anyway. You know what he said about the Kapitschitz Rebbe? He had different things to say about different people. He said, Ed is Fruma von mir. He's from the Kapitschitz Rebbe. He was crazy from. He wouldn't eat by anybody. They say, whatever, out of his top hat, he took out the food. But he had a shtick. He was a funny person. But he said, on the Kapitschitz Rebbe, Ed is from a familia. On the Satma, he said, Afashtate Lenin. He was an Eloyotzim. Rebbe Lazar Silva knew color, they were cooler backwards. So he liked the Satma, Ken Gut Lenin. He said, if I stayed when I zog the saber good, he had every person, he had different things to say. And the Kapitschitz, he said, as from a familia. That's not easy. Yeah, different things to say. He was hilarious. Shane, I want to say something, but I won't. I'll tell you privately. It's a good one. But I don't want to say it in public. Anyway, but they used to, I remember Shlomo Freifeld. To bend out to hear what he was saying, because he knew everybody, he knew all the gedolim, and he had a tight on what he is. Anyway, so I want to tell you this, Yom Tiv. You want me to start speaking? What is this? I am forwarding a message to the person who takes care of it. You want me to read this? I should read this? I should read this thing, yeah? Okay. I am fed up with this. Okay. That'll be enough. Next. The time came for me to buy an apartment. I have to come up with a lot of money. Do I have to stop bothering for a gemassim? Or can I go? I did this already. I did the whole thing. I'm not that one I did for sure. I've got an acquaintance who's addicted. Okay. It's been enforcing. We did this. I teach my children that it's not good for an Hashem to look at a smartphone. But my children ask me, so what is it? We did this. You want me to chaza? I'll make up my own stuff. Anyway. So, we have a Yom Tiv today that's Mamish Kedesh Kavdashim. It's up to you. The Chalaimis and Kafida Pisrenim. The HR is going on your case. He wants to make you feel like 2 cents. And don't listen to him. And then Pesach, every minute you're alone with Hashem, listen. I already paskin. I'm not so interested in how well did the storm. How did the storm go? How did they go? How did it go with the mishpacha? How did it go? I'm not into that whole sugya, how it went. I know how it went. I go around all day. This is the best. It's over. It's the best Pesach I ever had. I was zeichet to all the nisim gluim. I eat as much matzah as I can, because the Zaya says it's mechled asavasa, which means it makes you healthy. In ruchni sanigashmis, I would say, and mechled meimunusa, and it makes you, gives you emunah betachem. So I spend the whole, instead of learning shar betachem, I eat double matzahs. I'm joking, but I eat matzahs like a fed, as much as I can get away with. The Vilna Gaon says, for every kazayis get a mitzvah. I eat matzahs as much as I'm getting. I say, Ibishta, thank you for the amunah that I'm getting. I don't go around saying, is it really giving amunah? Is it really making? Leave me alone. The Zaya says, he gives amunah. I got so much amunah this Pesach. I got so much refuas, and I'm helping other people. I was eating that matzah as I ate it. Now, you don't have to eat like that much, really. But when you do eat, think about what you're doing. One of the questions they asked me last time, what should you think about when you're eating matzah? I don't want to say anything. What do you want with matzah? What do you think about by Kairos? What should you think about by Afikaimen? I didn't know what to say. So I'm not here for that type of stuff, you know. But now that we're talking about it, when you eat that matzah, say, Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you. I love this mitzvah. By the way, it tastes good. You know, it's a lot of taste good. You know that? All the prushim over here. You ever learn Avi Pesachim? You never learned Avi Pesachim? You don't eat matzahs Erev Pesach. Because you want to eat it, you want to enjoy the meal. How's that? Look at those Jews. They love good food. I had this, they were fixing my roof. So there's a Ukrainian, poke the Ukrainian, fixing my roof for me. And I was very friendly. I didn't know he was Ukrainian. And then he asked me, he was asking me, there's a lot of food across the street. He says, what's that about? Well, he said, that's your holiday? Yes, our holiday. All we do is eat and eat and eat and eat. That's what we're all about. We eat. That's our holiday. So he says, what kind of food do you have over there? He says, my wife goes to get the food. I'm on a strict diet. All I eat is candy, chocolate cake, and ice cream. All the workers were on the floor. That they never heard. Oh, really? Yes, yes. I was joking. But then he started asking me more questions about my religion. I saw he was going to give me his religion. So I said, uh-oh. So I'm not interested in getting involved in hearing Zainim and Hugim. I'm not interested in hearing. So I just said, just got to learn how to eat a lot. That's what we do. That's it. Goodbye. And I got lost today. But that's what we taka do. I mean, between you and me, the whole Pesach, you know, they go, my wife comes up with me, you want some more food? What did you say? I want some more food? I told you, I was once in the mountains, once in a camp, and there was a shoulder shooters, and there were a lot of dips over there, and they put me up front, over there. A lot of kids over there. And then the guy shows me a, the guy in the Rosh Hashiva sitting next to me. He was worried about, did you have this? Did you have that? You want this? You can have it. I turn around and says, listen to me. This is America. Nobody's starving. Don't worry about, did I eat or not? You know, people don't stop with that. Get him more food. You know what's going to happen? I'm telling you. Shim Shim Pinkas, that's all. Used to sing a nigga. I can't sing it now. You know, Yamin Boim Num Hashem. That is going to be Loi Rahov La Lechem. Loi Tzamei La Mayim. Elo Ladas Es Hashem. There's a day is going to come where people are not going to be hungry for bread and thirsty for water. They're going to be hungry to listen to Mandel speak. I'm joking. But if there's so much food going on, so we might as well turn on Biedermann. Hey, drink Biedermann. Drink Arshur, Arush. Drink, and Mandel's not bad either. You can drink us people. And that's, I'll tell you why. Because there's so much food going on. And by the way, there's always more food popping up. There's another box. Remember last year was Shrek. Remember last year? There were boxes all over the streets. Food, food. Anybody didn't have enough food? Everybody was worried food. You're sick of it. It's coming. I don't know what's going on here. But I tie it. It's helping us. I have two pshatim in good food. One is it's a sample of what Gan Eden is going to be. It is. There's no something about it. Look at the colors and variations and the texture. I'm the spoil from food. Somebody asked me, when you make a bracha, you got to make a zayina. I says, listen to me. Sometimes I'm like that. I make a bracha. I could do that, but love dafka. I can make a bracha and not such a... But one thing I do try to do, before the bracha, is Eivishter. I love that food. I speak in English and Yiddish. I speak. Eivishter, thanks. That's so delicious. Look at those gorgeous looking tomatoes. Look at that bright red color. It's gorgeous. Look at the texture. Look, especially my wife's food. Open the door, please. Especially my wife's food. The best food in Lakewood is my Rebbetzin's. I'm going to tell her that. And what I just said now. Anyway. And I'm the spoil from food. I'm sorry. You hold. I'm not from enough. Okay. Well, that's the way I am. Yeah. You know, Rav Miller says,
you can tell a person by what he praises. Three people come back from the Rebbe's dish. One says the Divrei Torah Gevaldik, so we know who he is. Oh, I've been there. The other one says the Gunamoy Gevaldik. Oh, now you're one of those. And the other one says the Kegel was so Gevaldik. Now we know who you are. Divrei Tashtik Kegel, that's all you know about. Now, I do want to say something, even though I like the part, and I agree. Let's have some debate, but I grab the whole Kegel is, I don't know. I think it's very important. Eibishter's delicious world, the food that you have of Yom Tov. You talk, there's so much stress on this, you know. I'd say the reason why, Abba Kaisis, you know why. Somebody asked me, what's the Ikar Avoda Purim? I said, Ikar Avoda Purim? Adla Yada. What? That's it. So what's Pesach? Pesach is Tashlumen. So you get Abba Kaisis just in case. You didn't have enough. So they, somebody bought me a bottle of Shlivovitz. Rabbi Sai, you can't drink it. You want to bring it down? You want to try it? I see he has a high opinion of me. He bought me, it's like 99 cigarettes. Yeah. He bought me a bottle. Like, yeah, it's hot stuff, right? So you drink, you're Mamas Freilach, and you tons. It's Yumptiv. And you got to be happy, and you got to go around saying, for the rest of you, how much time do I have left to talk? 5 amateur, what's the story? 2 minutes. Halt, say no doubt. You have to go around all day saying, I never had a better Yom Tov. You hear what I'm saying? And you're not losing. It's not time doesn't fly and you lost nothing. Because the Poporub and Rav Hutna both say, you take along the Yom Tov with you. I'm still quelling over the matzah. I'm talking about the Afikamen, which I fell asleep. I was Zeicha to the story of the Chazer who blind. That I fell asleep. I wasn't feeling well, Bechlal. It was a mitzvah I was at the Seder. I was Zeicha to that story. That he said the better Seder was the one that you fell asleep, right? I had that. I was Zeicha to that Seder. I fell asleep. And I had to wash all over again wearing the Sir Das and the Suda. What did you do here? I thought I was out. And I had to start again. There was nobody there. And I sang Chasal Seder Pesach. By the way, you know what Nirtza means? Nirtza means it went good. No? It's a Nusach. Come on. Don't go around saying was it good, was it not good. You said yourself it was great. Did you say Nirtza? The last one, Achron Achachov. You said Nirtza, Chasal Seder Pesach, and Chasal. What is that? What was it? Chalker Chasal. We did a great job. We know that we did a great job. So you go around with that nitsa. You know, Afikamen, the time of Afikamen has to stay with you. You know that. That has to stay with you forever. I dream about that Afikamen all day long. If you ever see me looking a little bit strange, it's the Afikamen. Ah, I finally got a real lev nishpa. By the way, the Afikamen is a broken piece. You know that. The big knocker of the night is the Afikamen, the Karban Pesach. A broken a lev nishpa. What does Kotzke say? There's nothing as whole as a lev nishpa. If you're worried all day, I'm not good enough, that's terrific. You're a zeicha, and a whole night, you're holding the prusa as the big knocker. And what do you invite them in? Come, have some. You hold a halachma on you. What do you mean? Lachma shel gula, the mefreshim is that. Achma anya, the bad part, I want to tell you, I'll end up with this. The bad part is the best part. Because the bad part, if you don't forget, remember that time you couldn't pay your debts? Remember the phone calls you got? Remember how nervous how you couldn't sleep at night? Remember that time the doctor called up with a bad report? Remember, and everything turned around? You got to remember the bad part. You got to remember the mara. You got to remember lachma anya. Because or else you don't appreciate anything in your life. The time that you never couldn't breathe, now you could, so you take it for granted. Remember how hard it was for you, Nebuch. Remember all the bad stuff. Make a whole list of them. And chazer him for the rest of your life, how bad it was before and then after. And now look what happened, Baruch Hashem. And Hashem just saying, so remember the bad part. That's what whole Hagodah, Beit Shechem, Lachma, Anya, he's the big shot. Besides, it's a brach in the hearts. What did he say, Rabbi Alderman Kelm? I heard. If he doesn't have a broken heart, throw him out. You don't belong here. You don't have a broken heart. You're crazy. But I have an idea. Become a Navadigan. And learn Shabbat Tosh in an hour a day. Your broken heart will go into the, I promise you, it's going to go into the garbage. I spent today, there's a sefer here, on a Likud. Of everything Hashem does is good. This is so hard. I sat there. Everybody has to do this. I spent an hour. Different pshatlach, only the same thing. Yad Yesurim, be happy. Yesurim is good. Again, Yesurim is good. Things went wrong. Taiva, it's everything Hashem. Again, different pshatlach, and the same. Everybody has to do this. Shabbat Tochen is full of it. You have to do it. Your whole life is going to change. This is an investment. On a rainy day, when everyone's nervous, you're going to be that much less nervous because you have in your system so much review of Nachamo. It's Teva. It's Teva. You don't sit in this. You hear a vod, and you hear it from me, or you hear it from Golombic. It's helpful, but the real way to go, well, Musha, and do it again and again. And do it a lifetime, Abi. Everything's Teva in different ways. And don't worry if Hashem knows what he's doing. You got to keep hearing that your whole life. And it's an investment. On a rainy day, you're the calmest guy in the crowd. You're a different Bria. Even then, you don't feel all the pain. Ah, you don't get the pain. You don't get the Zichus. Zuck the Alta from the Vadig. you worked on it, and you didn't have any pain, you get the same zichus as every, you got, you are broken heart, even though you're happy. So you could, isn't that a great deal? You'll be happy, and you'll have the same zichus as all the broken hearts. But if you're not holding this, fine, you're broken heart, you have a little another. What time is it? It's done. Have a happy holiday, all those holy rabbis.